USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasizing that message to reporters on Friday.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases the more than 200 hostages it currently holds captive. I'm John Schaefer.
Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Nino, a natural weather pattern in the tropical Pacific. This encompasses the mid-Atlantic, elevated areas in the southwest in California, as well as the southern United States. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to the memorial near the restaurant where the tragedy occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful, painful wound all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survived the trauma of gun violence.
They met with first responders, healthcare providers, and some of the families. 18 were killed and 13 injured. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make progress. This is USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United Auto Workers Union is actively advocating for Toyota employees to consider joining the union, especially following their successful strike against the big three Detroit automakers, which led to a substantial pay increase of 25%. UAW President Sean Fain says the pay raises recently announced by Toyota are a direct outcome of the agreements reached with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. They are planning an organizing campaign of an unprecedented scale. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or higher. The NRF attributes that to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in an expected growth rate of 3-4% over 2022. This holiday spending forecast aligns with the pre-COVID-19 pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. Traffic is about to get worse in New York City, if that's even possible.
Thousands of people from around the world will be running through New York City's 5 boroughs this Sunday for the annual New York City Marathon. The race begins in Staten Island at 8 a.m. Eastern, with wheelchair divisions starting first. The New York City Marathon will be broadcast to over 500 million homes around the world.
That's Corey Myers reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.